Doctor, what are your thoughts on reincarnation? Why do you believe it happens?
Well, it happens because one lifetime seems to be not enough for most of us to learn the lessons we should in order to evolve as people. The Earth is a schooling ground. How can we be expected to learn everything required for our development in one lifetime? It is necessary for us to return many times to learn from our earlier experiences and thereby set the stage for our future lives. Eventually, as body, mind, and spirit mature, we develop higher and higher levels of reality. And how accustomed we are to perceive the world in only three dimensions. It is so easy to deny what we do not readily perceive. As the late American surgeon, I remember, used to say, Ernest Laplace, so wisely, what we know is little and what we don't know is immense. And our world, which of course includes ourselves, is formed of various levels of energy vibration. These vibrations rise from the gross level of our physical world to the highly defined plateau of thought and ultimately spiritual consciousness. We cannot deny the existence of these high levels of reality simply because ordinary methods fail to unlock their secrets. An exploration of the mind and spirit is one of the hallmarks of this new age. A refusal to examine new approaches to scientific truth is clearly unscientific and slightly foolish.
Well, would there have been a time in your career when you would have thought reincarnation was impossible, that it just didn't happen?
It was a time when I was quite brainwashed by the scientific training. When I was a young child, I was very psychic, I was told. And then it went away.
Yeah, it generally does sometimes.
Right. So, but then again, it's like it occurred to me, and it was in 1977, I had a personal experience in which I had a vision, waking up in the morning, being in that twilight state, that I'm a healer somewhere in the world, and I'm taking care of the sick. And it was so vivid, so real for me that I got goosebumps. And I was very emotionally touched by it. And I thought at that point that maybe, you know, this is a method that we can harness to help humankind to overcome problems. Maybe that what we experience in this life is not the only thing that makes us unhappy, but we have so much baggage that we don't deal with that resides in underneath subterranean part of our subconscious that we have to bring out and let go of it. So that's what started me into a project involving 700 volunteers in 1977. And extending to 1980. And I wrote a book on that, Your Past Lives and the Healing Process.
Sure.
I was not ready to publish it because of the ostracism in the academic circles, though there were some people like me in the academics that were on my side, and they understood, like Ian Stevenson, the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at Virginia School of Medicine. Later on, Brian Weiss, the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at Miami
Brian
School
well.
Of Medicine.
Yep.
Joel Witton, the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at Toronto School of Medicine. So there were many others, so I wasn't alone at least later on. But in the beginning, I was. And even now that a lot of my colleagues, because you asked me that question, approve of what I'm doing, and even backed up my research, there are still others that don't. So it's really, we had like three big hurdles to overcome in this research therapy with Sherry Lee Laird, healing her soul, first of all, because we wanted her to be well and not think about doing away with herself. And that's my main purpose as a physician. Then proving the truth of reincarnation, which was the basis of healing Sherry. And what was the most difficult was to prove that she is the reincarnation of Mellie Moreau. In other words, that celebrities have the right to reincarnate too, like anyone else.
Absolutely.